This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. officials say Russia has assembled at least 70% of the forces it needs to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, but it would come at an enormous human cost. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
What Putin is talking about has been putting together the old Soviet Union. Ukraine is the first part of that. He wants to swallow the whole thing.
And Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday the Russian president needs to choke on it.
We need pressing, biting sanctions now, not after an invasion.
Asked what he thinks Putin is looking for, President Biden says
things he cannot get.
On where things stand, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells Fox News Sunday.
My job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital.
And if that happens,
it will come at a strategic cost to Russia.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Both leaders' offices said the 40-minute phone call was part of a coordination effort, the French presidency said, before Macron travels to Moscow Monday and on to Kiev Tuesday, where he's due to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Over the weekend, Macron also held talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg, plus the leaders of Baltic nations. U.S. President Joe Biden is looking forward to a visit to Israel later this year, he told Prime Minister Naftali Bennett during a phone call between the two leaders Sunday, according to a White House statement. The pair also discussed fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine, the White House said. The U.S. leader hosted Bennett at the White House last year, where the pair glossed over their differences. This is VOA News. Queen Elizabeth II is marking the 70th anniversary of her ascension to the throne by making clear her wishes for when her son, Prince Charles, succeeds her. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Britain's longest-serving monarch marks 70 years of her rule with a special Platinum Jubilee message to the public. In it, she renews her pledge to her country and shows her support for Prince Charles's wife, Camilla, saying that she should be named Queen Consort when her son should succeed her. Despite her dedication to charity work and social issues, Camilla, also known as the Duchess of Cornwall, was initially shunned by fans of the late Princess Diana. In her speech, the Queen asked Britain to show her son and Camilla the same support that the public gave her after the loss of her husband, Prince Philip, last year. To many, such as royal biographer Hugo Vickers, Camilla's new status is welcome.
Camilla would have been queen by law, and now she can also be queen by name. It makes perfect sense.
Naomi Shannon, London.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Monday he wants to speed up the country's COVID-19 booster shot program to 1 million shots by the end of the month, about double the current pace, according to public broadcaster NHK. Kishida told a budget committee meeting that he's instructed ministers to work with local governments to speed up inoculations as much as possible, NHK said. Papua New Guinea's prime minister has returned home from Beijing after a positive COVID-19 diagnosis scratched plans for face-to-face meetings with Chinese leaders, the government said. James Marape was in China to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, the government said in a statement Sunday. Marape had been expected to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping, but instead held a virtual meeting with China's premier. Honduran President Xiomara Castro has tested positive for COVID-19, she said Sunday, adding that she has mild symptoms and will be working in isolation. Mexican authorities Sunday cleared a makeshift camp in the north of the country where hundreds of migrants heading towards the U.S. border had been holding out for more than a year in what rights organizations criticized as deplorable conditions. Nearly 400 migrants have been transferred by bus to three different shelters near the border city of Tijuana, where the city's mayor said they can remain indefinitely. He promised them help regardless of whether they want to stay in Tijuana or return to their countries of origin. At least 8 people died and another 15 were injured in a bus accident Sunday near the popular Mexican resort of Cancun, authorities said. The bus was carrying around 45 passengers, several of them foreign nationals, according to local media. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.